a little bit more in Vrindavan Mahimamrita. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Syam, Jaya Jaya Si Vrindavanam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this is the language of a great Vrindavan lover. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur reflects about his life. He says, I've spent uncountable lifetimes agitating myself with endeavors for body and house. So many lives I have just agitated myself to have a healthy body and a nice house. Even now, although I have become intelligent, I am bewildered. O Vrindavan, your name is my shelter. So when we say Vrindavan, this is already a type of shelter. As we go through our life, we just say Vrindavan. And immediately our mind is focused away from body and house. Sometimes I hear, bound by obligations, how can I go to Vrindavan? How can I give up elderly parents, wife and young children? How can I reject my relations who are my very life? Saying such useless words, the fool is bewildered, although decent people praise him. You can see here two different perspectives are presented. One is stay and establish a successful worldly life, and the other is go to Vrindavan. Now he prays to Vrindavan. He calls Vrindavan his mother. Oh, Mother Vrindavan, I have rejected nectar and drunk poison. Though I can see, I have bound up my eyes firmly with a vow of creating pain for myself. I have vision, but my eyes I have used to give pain to myself. O Mother Vrindavan, I know that my life-sustaining medicine is in your lap. I know you will bring me with affection to your lap. I have one goal. I want to have the intimate taste of service to Radha and Krishna. Now I'm asking myself, when will I live in Vrindavan constantly? Vrindavan does not protect that person who utters words like, when will I live in Vrindavan constantly, but who is attached to house and family. Vrindavan doesn't want pretenders, in other words. Seeing himself reflected on Radharani's beautiful golden body. He thought there's something blue covering Radharani, and he became astonished. He thought, maybe I should take away that blue thing that is covering Radharani. Then Srimati Radharani laughed. And all her friends outside also began to laugh, because see, Krishna has only seen himself reflected in Radharani, but out of bewilderment of love, he thought that that's something which is which has come on my Radha, it must be removed. So when Radha saw this, she began to laugh, and all her friends who were waiting outside of the bower also began to laugh. I see one bee, the Krishna bee in Vrindavan. Sometimes he lands on Radha's two lotus feet. Sometimes he drinks the sweet juice of her lotus face. This Krishna bee is in Vrindavan. Indifferent to all material duties, I will break all my dependence on this world. I will free myself from attachment, and I will enter Vrindavan and spend my days discussing about Lord Krishna. When, oh when, will that day be mine? Beautiful, no? Today also I was thinking, really, only when we develop affection in our heart for Radha and Krishna does our kirtan become pleasing kirtan, and our japa pleasing japa. So I was thinking, how can I develop attachment to Radha and Krishna? I must get to know them better. And then I I read in one prayer collection that once Krishna put his arm on the shoulder of Subalsaka, and Subalsaka has also a golden or yellowish complexion. He is also like Radha. So when Radha saw this, she began to smile, because she understood Krishna told her, I want to also put my arm around you. And what Radha did is she took a blue lotus, a play lotus, and stroke a black tamal tree with it, indicating I'm not inclined to meet you, Siam, and have you embrace me. But at the same time, Radharani smiled as she was softly hitting the tamal tree with as black as Krishna. And with her smile, she signaled Krishna consent. So at that time, Krishna took a lotus flower and kissed the lotus flower, indicating, O Radha, I want to do what I have done to the lotus flower, to you. But Srimati Radharani took her left hand, not her right hand, the thumb and the index finger, and took the little musk, which has the same fragrance as Krishna, and smelled it, and then put it away, indicating that one should only one time associate with a black person like you, not more, because the musk is carrying the same fragrance as Krishna, no? But while she did this, she smiled. So what this is, what you see in this is the so-called Vamya bhav, the bhav where Srimati Radharani externally shows opposition to Krishna, because she has a very madhura smitasya, a very sweet smile that reaches her eyes, so that the eyes are smiling also. Everything is pervaded with a smile. The whole Vrindavan forest becomes effulgent by the smile. So outside she may say no to Krishna, but inside with her smile she says, yes, Krishna. So this is a little of the wealth of our acharyas. They write, but you need to enter what is called the dvani, the implicit meaning of it, and then you know something about Radha and Krishna. Also, my vrata is showing very interesting features. Today we were I was in the kutia, and there was a little rat, not so big, only this big, and she became nervous and ran in a circle because she felt threatened by us. Then I made place, I went away from the staircase and said, why don't you go the staircase? But she was just running in circles, and I could see my mind is something like that. It runs in circles until the moment comes where the mantra acts and frees the mind. I was today remembering many, many small details. I mean, very small details. I was remembering my nail clipper. My mind went to old children songs, which I have still. Then there was something else. I was remembering all kinds of things, which because they are so insignificant, I have forgotten them. I cannot remember. And what I understood is that the holy name now cleanses my mind, like a mirror which is cleansed from the dust, and the dust falls away. Dust is very tucha, very insignificant. So it's very insignificant. Then I thought of you, Krishna Murari. Oh no, how do we get Krishna Murari to Germany? Our first attempt failed miserably. And then I thought, and then how do we do this, and how do, and so many, you know, things which really are not at the moment important when you chant. But then came this moment where the mind became just so happy to only chant, and there was only the mantra. And I think anyone who wants to chant will have to tolerate that period where the mind is purified and is just dust is coming and so on. But sometimes in our lives we never get through that barrier or that threshold. Yeah, we never pass the threshold, and then our chanting feels dry. We feel, why am I doing this? This is not, I don't feel devotion. I better, kirtan is much easier, and so on. We feel like this, and yes, but we have to push on. That's what I experienced today. My mind really was going like this, red in circles, running. and going to all kinds of things until finally, it went the staircase up and went into freedom, like Red Prabhu went to freedom, and I think he is very happy. Good, I will end here. And do you like these verses from Prabodhananda Saraswati? They are quite intense, no? Hare Krishna.